ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Tonight we want to talk about prayer of unity or united prayer. I don't like that united prayer because I'm a Chelsea fan and I can't say Chelsea prayer. So I would rather go by prayer of unity. Praise the Lord. So it's prayer of unity. You can understand, but it's still the same thing. Prayer of unity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want us to follow me closely. I was just looking through those topics and it looks as if it's deliberate attempt to consider all these basic, what you can refer to as Christian 101 kind of teachings. You know, you could have branded it and you say, kinikon of prayer, the kalakalatolistic of prayer or whatever. But as simple as it is, prayer of faith, prayer of commitment, prayer of interceding, something like that. But now we are talking about prayer of unity, or take it like that, united prayer. Christians cannot reach the full blessing God is ready to bestow through His Spirit until they seek and receive it in fellowship with each other. That is the essence of this teaching. And you know, last week when we were rounding up the midweek service, pastor came up and tried to say one or two things, and I say, that's one of my point. Because the essence, this is one of the major pillar of Christianity, prayer. And you wonder why we were growing up. This evening I remember why we were growing up. I don't even know, you know, before we now went to school and we understand one or two things. We don't know that it is prayer. They call it an lopera meeting. We are going to prayer meeting. You're not knowing that my mothers and my father in our village, it is prayer that they cannot pronounce, but they just say prayer meeting. And they are so committed, 5:30 in the morning. You just hear that bang. Those people that ring that bell, they were trained. You just don't ring that bell anyhow. They ring it like 30 minutes to, they ring it like 10 minutes to, because many people don't have wristwatch. And you realize that without so much education or anything, is a culture that they were imbibed with. And everybody look at it, they can't set out. I remember when we were in Osun State, and when people are going to farm, it's from that prayer meeting. After the prayer, they will go to farm. They know the essence, that they just gather together, and everybody in those days, when you say, did anybody have any prayer point, you will raise your hand, and my daughter that is in Lagos is expecting this and this, let's join him or her in prayer. In the church where I grew up, Baptist Church, there is one book they used to distribute that we used to do prayer from January to December. If you're a Baptist person, you remember. And at the end of that, every night, we were summoned to, let's pray for Pastor Butuan too, in Jos Baptist Church. They bring out about two names of ministers all across Nigeria that every Baptist church will be praying for on a daily basis. Because they believe that as saints of God agree together in every closet in United, they were lifting up people of God's hand, there is going to be tremendous work being carried out on their behalf. But as technology is coming in, we begin to trivialize on all these things. And that is the reason something that's supposed to be one of our major cardinal points as Christians, we begin now to look at it as somebody will be telling you, I'm having some issue. And they were doing prayer and it's this thing. And he's talking about Muslim. He's talking about to be or not obedient. And you are in the presence of your own people, in your own company, where you'll be able to say, can you agree with me? Can we pray about these things? And we leave it aside. God rules the world by the prayer of his saints. Sister Buki started on Sunday. He said, let us repent. That even where we find ourselves as a nation is as a result of your prayerlessness or my prayerlessness or our negligence as the watchmen over the affairs of our land. That prayer is the power by which Satan is conquered. Through united prayer, through the prayer of unity, the church on heart has access to the supernatural powers. I was just looking at it when Jesus ascended. Why does he say, why was he asking that gather yourself together in a particular place? On the day of Pentecost, he came as a result of united. They were united in one place. I think it is possible for Peter to be at home, James to be at home, and the other one to be at home, and they started catching it. But even like they used to say in marketplace, they say there is power in what? Synergy. It is my desire tonight that after we, you know, me, I'm not a teacher, I'm an evangelist, but I've worked with Pastor Yo for quite a while. The grace will just contain me and I will just guide us. So just follow me as I follow God. Praise the Lord. Let's look at some examples of practical examples in the early church. Acts 1, 12 to 14. The book of Acts, chapter 1, 12 to 14. This is what happened why Jesus, after, you know what happened? Okay, now about the time. 12 to 14, Acts chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. Thank you. Please, we'll do a whole lot of reference together tonight. 1:12. Okay, then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. Okay, 13. And when they had entered, they went up into the wall, upper room, where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, the sealer, and Judas, the son of James. These all continue with what? One accord in prayer and supplication. With the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. I just want to establish that this is the way it has been. In my feeling, the people say, Wania tete ko, say, as it was in the early church. This is the culture of the church, the Act 2 church. This is just immediately after Jesus was ascended. And the instruction is that don't abandon each other. Be together, and something is coming on the way. Acts 4:23-24. And being let go, they went to their own companions. This is after the Holy Spirit have the Pentecost day, and they speak in tongues, and Peter started doing a whole lot of things. This is when they became Christians. We all agree with me that there is no any Christian when Jesus was still alive. Yes or no? Peradventure, you don't know. Everybody is still following maybe Jews or whatever, Sadducees and the whatever. But after Jesus left, they realized that some people have started some teaching, and before they know what happened, some people are leaving all those normal Jews, whatever, and they were turning over to them. That's why when Peter preached, they say about 5,000 people gave their life to Jesus. Because now Jesus has left and Holy Spirit has been released. So this is their culture. And now one of these days they went out there and they encountered some trouble. Bible makes us to understand that they were beaten. And they said, I'm being let go. When they faced all those challenges, they went to their own companions and reported all the chief priests and herder had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God. Hey, who made heaven and earth? Do you know what that means? You are calling God to the sea. Sorry, you are the one that made the heavens and the earth, and the sea and all that is in it. Let's go to 31 to 33, that same chapter. And when they had prayed, not when they had gisted, when they had prayed, not when they have done all those analysis and paralysis, not when they are trying to look at it, someone will know how to catch them. But they pray. The place where they were assembled together was shaking, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. 32. Now the multitude of those who believe were of one heart, one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common, and with great power, because they prayed together with one accord, with one heart, with one mind. And as a result of that, with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. That is to say, even the power that brings about tremendous works of evangelism comes as a result of united prayer. They are charged. I do wish that I can just still have that experience of campus life. No wonder Brother Paul said, he that married gives himself to the affairs of this world. You know that you are not thinking about anybody. You can go for 3 days. From Zion to the city. I remember we will finish praying, and before you know what happened, we pack ourselves inside the car and we go to a place where we hear there is court guy. At the charge, we are high. We are loud. And you say, come on, who are thou? Come. You know, after we've gathered together, iron has sharpened iron, and we enter terrains. And when they see us, they know that our rumors are on the side. Because as a result of, you know, you can't pray together like that and you won't realize that something has dropped. Deep down within you, you know that you are strange. You are high on something. I don't know how it applied to you. In those days, all the court guys, their seniors, all their guys, they know us. They give way. Because what we carry is what? Superior. Those are the days that three people will gather themselves together and they will change the whole city. These are practical things that we experience. Not that maybe the way Bible said, I just remember now that we experience it. I told somebody, I said, it got to a time between 93, 95, 96, if you are in Omaran and you are not born again, you are ashamed of yourself. Because the whole city is bombarded. It's not that anybody will push you to do that evangelism. What you encounter in that place that you pray together is the thing that will not allow you to stay like Jeremiah. He said, it's like a fire in war. Where is that fire now? Sir? Acts 12:1. Maybe you should not read that act. But that act 12, you will see another. He said, now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. You see, all this, oh my good God. All these people are talking. I was saying something yesterday. My wife said, I should not say it outside. I won't say it outside. But you see, if we can get 7 dedicated men, and we say we give ourselves to the affairs of Nigeria, and you say you are the Lord, the one who created the heavens and the earth, and you situated Nigeria in the West African continent. and we agree together, one accord. Forget about all these things we just share without anything behind it. What God cannot do, cannot not exist. What are you doing to see what God cannot do that does not exist? Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to arrest some from the church. They don't raise their voice outside. Next, then he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. What else? And because he saw that he pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Maybe you have seen picture of what is happening in Nigeria. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. What next? So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to first squad of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Then what happened there? Peter was therefore kept in prison. But what? By who? By pastors? It becomes the project of the whole church. And in one accord. No. They know what Peter did after the day of Pentecost. Somebody who preached and 5,000 people were, our devil is at work. That is the church spokesman. And they raised their voice. I just felt like showing us some of the examples. So that when we talk about united prayer, you will know with me that we are not talking about any football. We are talking about something that belongs to us as a church. This is our core duty. When we gather together in our unit, and I say it doesn't matter. One thing about united prayer is it's not a prayer that you pray all alone. But at the same time, this evening I realized that we don't need to come together physically to actually be together like this. We can arrange a united prayer and we say, let's meet on Zoom. You are in your room, I'm in my room. But how effective that is, Oyolo? Because I throw it back to us. What happened while the prayer is going on? You know, there was one day I was so hungry, I was eating and Eba, and we are doing prayer. You have to, you know, I'm confessing before you. How many of you used to eat at time when we are doing that prayer? Oh, you alone. The Bible says effectual perfect. How perfect is when that Eba is going and the prayer is going. Reality.com 101. It might sound funny, but that is the reality. According to Matthew 18:19-20, let me quickly show us three elements of united prayers. Three key things that must be in place for you to be a united prayer. And most time, united prayer, normally, actually, when we come together like this, it's all about who is leading. I've been in places before, pastor is leading, and you look at the pastor and say, you came missing, and you are out of that united prayer. Yeah, one thing about united prayer is, even while you are trying to stand in the gap for order, then God is covering your own gaps. But many people that are carnal, you feel like they are not talking about my own. It's when you take your eyes off yourself and you try to focus on what concerns the body, then you are part of the body. Then God take care of that concerns you. Three elements of united prayer. Matthew 18:19-20. Again, I said to you, this time is flying. I said to you, if two of you agreed on heart concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm what? Where? That where, like I said earlier on, it can be physical, it can be virtual. We can agree to meet on Zoom. Do you agree? Do you all agree with me? Because I don't know. You know, even in prayer at times, in those days when we used to pray those prayers in the learning, we travel in spirit. We are in the church chapel and we will enter inside one bush. We'll be doing something in the realm of the spirit. Sir? So one of the major elements of united prayer is the agreement as to the thing asked. There will always be agreement. That is, when we are praying on a daily basis, the person that is leading is actually bringing out scripture and he wants us to just agree together on one thing. There is something to agree together that we are asking about. Then number two, we gather in the name of Jesus. He said, for where two or three gather together in what? In my name. If you gather in the name of Pastor Benga, only my work, it must be in the name of Jesus. If you say, na la la, push us, say, make you come. It has to be in the name of Jesus. And the third thing there, he said, there is sure answer through unity of faith. There must be unity of faith. Agreement to what you are asking. And whatever you are asking, it is in the name of Jesus. And again, there is unity of faith. Let me quickly show us, according to Brother Paul. I just want to mention certain areas where Brother Paul, I realized that in all the letters of Brother Paul to the churches, there will be one verse or the other that talks about united prayer, about the church of God interceding for somebody or for him. Romans 15:30. To the Romans he writes, I beseech you, brethren, by the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in what? In your prayer to God for me. Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus and through the love of this, that you strive together. That word strive, no be jelenke. No one I say effectual fervent prayer. But Paul say it's written to the book of Romans. Say strive with me, strive with me. He expect them to so that I think he wrote this letter when he was in the prison. And he's actually looking forward to when he will be released. And he's telling them, please strive with me. I'm praying every day and night. So when we come for united prayer, when we are praying together at time, when we are interceding, it's like we are striving in the realm of the Spirit. We are laboring in the realm of the Spirit. On behalf of our brother, on behalf of our nation, on behalf of our church, on behalf of any member of the church. Then he wrote in 2 Corinthians 1:11. You also helping together in what? So when we come together in united prayer, that one said in the book of Romans, he talked about striving. That means they are striving in the Spirit. Now he said, helping together in prayer. We are helping each other in the place of prayer, that thanks may be given by many persons on your behalf for the gift granted to us through many. But he said, helping together in prayer. He expects their prayer to really have an impact. You are helping together. Where we read earlier on, he said, when they took Peter. Then the church realized that, no, even Peter himself, when you read that story, I think maybe Alagba Peter has even given up that nothing is coming. Because he said, until he left the first gate, he don't even know what is happening. It's when he now finds himself like a market square. How do I bring a conscience level? That means he was at a low moment in his journey, even as a spiritual father. But because the church is helping him together, there was a way out. So when we come together and we lift up our voice and we say, let's pray for every member of Lighthouse that the Lord will just make a way. As many that are trusting God for supernatural intervention, that the Lord will intervene. Then that means we are helping them together in prayer. Ephesians chapter 6 and 18 to 19. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that all utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mind boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. He did not start from himself, but he said that they would do this even for the church, but he now said particularly for me. when some of you saw my picture on the flyer today, how many of you pray that I will be able to speak according to God's whatever? Or how many of you are coming to come and see? Maybe I will call Sister Anu and we'll start doing another drama. It's part of our duty that the door of all trance will be open. That means it's calling our attention to it, that we, this united prayer is like, it's supposed to be something that is common among us. The moment you see that on Sunday, this is the person that will preach God, that the door of all trance will be open unto him. That as he opens his mouth, that rhema you are waiting for, we just jump out of the logo and we hit you, pap. So that it won't be that, Pastor has sorrow. Philippians 1:19. I'm just trying to show us from each letter, the letter he wrote to the Romans 5:15-30, the one he wrote to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1:11, the one he wrote to the Ephesians 6:18-19, then Philippians 1:19. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That is Brother Paul. I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer. That is an admonition. We just come for a unit meeting and we realize that, okay, Sister Lagbaja is not around because of one challenge or the other. And we just say, it's one of us. And through our prayer, that all things will work out for his or our deliverance. But not a matter of, like Pastor Gwenga will say, you now become the secretary of God. But we prayed, we lift them up, we help them in the place of prayer. Colossians 4:3. I just want to show us from six letters to different churches. Colossians 4:3. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God will open to us the door to the world, for the world to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I'm also in chains. See, all these ministers, all of them can open their mouth and fire will be coming through your, even while we are hitting a bar, but because we, he said, through your prayer, your prayer of agreement, your prayer of united, that these people, they will be firebrand. In the name of Jesus. Know that one, they catch fire. Meanwhile, praying also for us. In every unit meeting, praying also for us. The minister in charge of that team, praying also for him. The lead pastor of the church, praying also for them. To speak the mystery of Christ, for which I'm also in chain. Then finally, about the letters of Brother Paul, 2 Thessalonians 3:1-2. Because I say finally, see what the Bible too say, confirmation. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run what? Swiftly. Is that Jesus? Okay. May run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. Praise the Lord. Are we together? I'm just trying to show us a sample from the Bible about things where our attention are being called to pray as a church, as saints of God, either for people individual or for the community or for the church. But just as we are rounding up tonight, certain things I would like us to watch out for. I put seven things together. Seven things this way, seven things this way. I say seven things we should be careful of. practical. And 7 things we must be mindful of. Number one, we should be careful of if we must get the best out of this united prayer as the body of Christ, is religion. Religion. Edawale, you help me. 2 Timothy 3:5 NLT. 2 Timothy 3:5 NLT. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. I wonder how somebody, who mentioned that the other time, they say somebody came to church, he dropped somebody, and the visitor entered the church, and the visitor was in the service, all through the service, and by the time they finished the service, the person that invited the visitor to service was still in the park, car park, gisting. Kilo was in church. Probably mommy will call from Ilori. So, Lord, sorry, Leni. I'm sorry, Simowa. Just acting religious. But the essence of what you are doing, it has been neglected. Please tell your neighbor, don't be religious. If you are coming to church, know that you are coming to church. Any business that cannot wait till after service, not my business. Yoruba does not read Bible, but they read something. Why are you coming to God to sort you out? And at the same time, you are like, you want to help yourself. Let's stop being religious. Let's know that we are here. We are here. We will not die there. We live there. Don't they stop that? He said they act. They will act religious. They even carry their Bible. Where's your neighbor? Until us. A neighbor come back. But say, Lord, no, was a day. The only thing on your father. To God be the glory. am I shaking the table? The essence is that even if you are going to eat or father, finish the main thing that brought you to God's presence. Others are lifting only hand. You are saying, "Oh, Father, I'm at home. Oh, Father, I'm at home." I know now. You can still go and buy, oh, Father, but make sure that at least first thing first. Let's lift all these misplacements of priority in our journey with our Maker. Your father will not eat from Monday to Saturday. Is your father Sunday that will survive in your life? I want to say, I want to go. Let's move on. Praise the Lord. Number two. Carnality. Romans 8:7. 23 minutes more. Okay, let's rush. Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. If you don't do away with carnality, you know, I wonder how people just come to church and you are sizing up people. If Pastor Yor, by the grace of God, is led, and he said, "Told him, all, did you take my frocon? The grace over this set man, the grace over this house, rest upon him, no matter how small." And until you admit that, you are just looking at him. That is story. Stop being carnal. Let's do away with all these things and let's be real with our God, be real with our Maker. Unbelief. 2 Chronicles 20:20. I just want to be practical and see things that will not allow us to make the best out of this united prayer. Say, so they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitant of Jerusalem. Hear me, O lighthouse, and you people that worship in lighthouse. Believe in the Lord your God, and you'll be what? You'll be established. And believe his prophet, and you'll be what? You will prosper. Believe. Whoever that is standing to lead us, Bible said the call, the gift and the call of God is without repentance. For the fact that I know you are the secretary of God, you are the one that is keeping file of our short force. But the moment we are standing, can you just know that we are representing God and take your eyes off all those things? Stop seeing men as men. See them as men of God. You just believe that you are coming. This is the house of God. And the moment we gather unto God. And he said, believe in that God. You'll be what? You'll be established. And when you believe that anybody that is standing there is representing God by the grace of God, then you get the best out of it. Quick. Unforgiveness. Hebrews 12:15. This is one of the major. He said, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Even we all join together, but because there are some people, onyimu, root of bitterness. We are one. Unforgiveness. Which? I did something today, something happened in my village, and there is a little misunderstanding. I was like, how can I be talking to that boy? Because he's in U.S. Shame you can hear why Jack Benny. Shame you about something. Yeah, I begin to shake the tongue. But later on, I realized as a leader, the only speak to God Sunday. It's just arrogant. And I put a call. I chatted him, Akim, when you are less busy tomorrow, come. And he called me. And today we talk. And at the end of the day, we will work together. Maybe about 2-3 million will come from him. We will do something tangible in the village. And I'm going to be sitting down. I will not call him. Am I his mate? Remember, some people say, we are talking about Jack Pack, but yeah, a Panama Indian village in those days. When they marry your wife, when they marry and you are there, they will give the children granite. But those are things that, let's forget about certain things and let's have clean mind towards one another. You can imagine we are lifting up holy hands to each other, and I'm looking at this is Samotun Shane last week. Where it is where? What kind of prayer is that? You don't even want to see that person, and we are still praying. Bible says by the time you come to the place of prayer and you remember that you have any wrong against your brother, he said, just forget about it. Say, Lala. Oh, you are talking the other day and you think you are joking. I don't like it. Maybe my wife will tell me at home before we pray tonight. Don't fear our father. We'll just resolve it. So that our prayer can be answered. Number 5, familiarity. 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 Mark 6:3-5. Mark 6:3-5. Mark 6:3-5. Is this not the carpenter? Do you know that time some people know your genesis? They know when you join Lighthouse. They know how that shoe used to say, oh, praise the Lord. And you are now the one that is now doing, God is telling you again, and you go into my great man funny lift. That's what happened to Jesus. He said, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James? So Joseph. This is what they call see finish. When you allow see finish, it affects this united prayer. He said, are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and his own house. I follow pastors to some places, but you realize anybody that I follow pastors, you realize that it looks as if pastor's anointing flows better in somewhere than when he's in Lighthouse because of commoner familiarity. You know, just because when pastor is good, pastor will do like this, they will chop knuckle. familiarity that bring what? Let's do away with it so that we can get the best out of what God has put in place for our benefit. That is the essence of coming together. But these are little forces that spoil what? Number 6, I need to run. Is it 17 minutes or 17? Okay. Lack of knowledge. Ephesians 1:8. Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. When we gather and we don't even know how we should go about it. He said, and which he made to abound towards all in wisdom and prudence. No, Ephesians 1:18. 18, please. 1:18. Thank you. Lack of knowledge. He said, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. In the saints. There is something loaded in the saints. There is to how far you can go on your own. There is much more you can do in the saints. But that our eyes will be open. They say a problem share is what? But the one you now share with saints, it should be almost lack of confidence. Hebrews 4:16. If you can pick that in NLT for me, please. Hebrews 4:16. Okay, I'll still be able to touch those things we should be mindful of within the next 15 minutes. And I thought we will pray some other day, or we'll practicalize tomorrow during the lack of confidence. Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. But he said we should come what? Boldly. Boldly. Not that when you are coming, you know you are coming. And like I mentioned earlier on, you know that there is an assurance of result. It's not that I don't know, maybe if you pray together, God will answer. He said, if any two or three of us, if the three of us now, we agree, and I said the grace of God that I enjoy to get married 15 years ago, should rest on the two of them to get married between now and the next 1 year, and they agree with me, it will work out. But if we agree, both of them, they should be bold. They should not be looking at the dollar exchange rate. 7 things we should be mindful of. 7 things we should be careful of: religion, carnality, unbelief, unforgiveness, familiarity, lack of knowledge, lack of confidence. If we must get the best out of our united prayer, so 7 things we must be mindful of. Fellowship. Fellowship. We must be the same fellow in the same ship. 1 Peter 3:8. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, all of you should be of what? Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender hearted and keep a humble attitude. In Yoruba, in one of the adage, we say, Semimbio Ologun Ore. That is what the way it's supposed to be. He ought not to. I can shout at Elysius, I can rake on him, and that is all. It has been higher now. So that when we gather together, at times I tell my children, I say, see, I have every reason to fight with your mommy. But when I realize that, I will very soon, I will say, I come, I waste energy. At times I will leave the house, she will greet me, I will not greet, you know. At times it's normal, I just go. But by the time I get to work, when I settle down, I realize that I will rob myself much more than what I'm going to gain out of this kundi. I will just call into Sela Rodo Misha, you know. At times I'm not doing it because of her, at times I'm doing it because of myself. Sympathize with, love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender hearted and keep a humble attitude. That is the spirit of fellowship. Don't let anybody just overrate yourself. Even when you are, don't devalue yourself, but don't overrate yourself. Now they say this on us. Come up here, Sagbeni. Kilo Shelly, I was 50 last year. Kilo Wada. Number 2, Christ Center. Whatever we do must be Christ-centered. Colossians 3:17, Amplified Classic Version. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence upon his person, giving praise to God, the Father, through him. It must be Christ-centered. Self is not... When we gather together, it shouldn't be as if the moment we gather and we are prayer every day. Kasha magbadu afe, and you are the leader. And watch out. Number three, unity of faith. I think we mentioned that, but Psalm 133:1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Unity of faith. If united prayer must be united prayer, that unity of faith is key. It's not that all of us now we say let us pray. You know there are certain prayer you can't raise in church, especially when it has to do with political something. Some of you are obedient, some of you are batified, some of you are articulated. So by the time we are raising the prayer, it is only that's the reason we can't raise such prayer. You just pray general one. And we believe that call on South Bakoso. But that unity of faith is key. Then Acts 2:42, one accord. Acts 2:42. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. One accord. There must not be division. There must not be I want to be junior, I want to be at the grind. The moment it gets to that point, we've grinded it. But Apostle say, why? Who is Apollo? Who is Paul? I planted, Apollo watered, but it is Christ that bring the increase. So how are you now talking about I'm of Paul and I'm of the Apollo? Agreed. I like his teaching. I like his charisma. All those things. Agree, but the moment those divisions are separating us, we are missing out. We are robbing ourselves. We allow devil to just rob us. So that the devil just come and eat deep bread inside our soup. Number five, praying in spirit. That's no five. Fellowship, Christ center, unity of faith, one accord. Then praying in spirit. Romans 8:26-27. Praying in spirit. When we come together at times, just like I said, especially when it comes to church, praying for Nigeria, our minds are so divided in different ways. If you want to talk about Nigeria 2023 now, probably we will nearly fight before we leave this place. Everybody is passionate at times, maybe as a result of their pocket or as a result of many of them has been offended. Either way, but when we come, we can pray in spirit over Nigeria. You see Sabuki yesterday. Sabuki say, as you just read the scripture, say, let's speak in tongue over the lebra, gabala, brother. God is helping our infirmity. All our infirmities over Nigeria. The Lord is helping us. Likewise, the spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Because even when we gather, we don't even know how to pray it. He said, but for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. It's essential. That at times you just say, brethren, can we just open our mouth and speak mysteries over Nigeria? And he who owns Nigeria, interpret our mystery and work with it over Nigeria. Can we speak mystery over Nigeria now in unity? Lembreketebe, lembreneketoba, magabarana kotibe, lembreketolo, lembragado, shama legediba, anakoti, ha 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 ha, ya bregegedebo, ye nemasha, anakoti, beligegedebo, ye negodiba, anagadagadugedib, So shall it be in Jesus' name. What did you just pray for Nigeria? And it should come to pass. Number six, you must be mindful that when we come together in that united prayer, let it be Bible based. Don't let us base it all around. Let it be Bible based. Colossians 1:9. Let it be according to His will. Know that for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, when we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of Him. Yeah. Be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual what? Understanding. It's key. That when we are praying, we are not just praying based on the happenings, but we are praying based on God's will. We are praying based on God's word. Because God will answer His own prayer, not our own prayer. Prayer that we pray according to His word, not according to our. Was it maybe emotion? Yes, in wrong. Adrenaline high. No, let's balance it and let it be on God's word. And finally, humility. Romans 12:16 NLT, please. Romans 12:16 NLT fashion. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. Don't think you know it all. Don't be those people that even when some people are talking on the pulpit, you are marking their script. Humility. And no matter the level at which God is enabling you to operate, you realize that we've come before our Maker. And all of us, we are submitting ourselves before Him. Praise the Lord. I want to believe that with these little things I've shared, our attitude will change from tomorrow. And like I mentioned earlier on, united prayer is not just when we gather together in church. Even when people log on to the Zoom and we are praying on a daily basis, it's united prayer. And God has been answering prayer. At times, just be under that atmosphere. If you can buy Bluetooth, whatever, loud it. As people are just speaking in tongues, at times you just come to church and you are overwhelmed. And by the time you are in that meeting, as you are going home, it's as if a burden has been lifted. Because that atmosphere, there is a transaction that is going on in the realm of the spirit. Can we do some practical? Okay, thank you so much, sir. Can we all stand? I just want you to pray in the spirit. God is here. God's presence is mighty here tonight. And there are some spiritual transactions that is going to be. Just pray by the help of the Holy Spirit.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,